Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Sherrod. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Roy Sherrod. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shires. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is hit by the pitch. Robertson moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. There goes Robertson. The throw from Berg and Robertson is out. There goes Gehrig. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm strikes out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 1 in the game. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherrod fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherrod fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg is hit by the pitch. Hunfield moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Hunfield moves to third. Berg moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. Berg scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Koenig moves to third. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Com moves to third. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Dickey to Lazzari covering second. The throw back to home, and Com is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherrod is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel, who is chasing the ball. Shires reaches third base with a triple. Musel throws the ball into Dickey, who tags Shires trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sissel goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. We'll see more now pitching. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lazzari fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tate strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a pop-up towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Moore, and towards Koenig, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.